Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
So I read this this statistic the other day that I was so surprised by that I wanted to pass along to you to see if what scenario this would be in. Because the trivia was that 800 people within the next 7 days are going to go to the hospital with injuries due to jewelry.
Jewelry?
800 people a week?
And 800 people a week due to jewelry.
From jewelry?
And I'm like, jewelry accidents.
What, so that'd be like what? Like trying like, to put your earring in and missing the hole?
Or an earring being ripped out, or maybe
or you get
necklace?
By a ring.
Or I don't know.
Punched by a ring? I know a lot of my friends that have children take off their wedding rings because they'll scratch their babies with their diamonds, like on accident, you know, where they're changing diapers or whatever. So they'll just take it off while they've got little ones.
404-741-Q100. You said
that's a lot of people.
Emergency room.
800 people in a matter of a week go to the hospital because of injuries due to jewelry.
That's bizarre.
And I think I laughed out loud when I read it. Like, really?
I mean, you guys wear obviously more jewelry than Jeff and I. Barely. So, have you ever...
You guys do accessorize very
yes,
well.
Yes, y'all do.
Well, I did have that. You guys remember, because Wendy, you had to drive me to Northside, because I couldn't see. Remember, I bumped into Mark LaMuth in the hall?
Yeah, and he's well accessorized.
Well, he's got 10 fingers and 12 rings on. And I bumped
could
right...
Could happen to guys also.
And I bumped right into him. Wendy, actually, my eyes were swollen shut. She put me in the trunk of her car.
I'm just curious, how many pieces of jewelry do you have on right now?
I only have four. So two earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace today.
How many do you have, Jen?
I have on a ring and a pair of earrings and a necklace.
I don't have any jewelry on right now. I have a rubber band.
I've got as many pieces on as the girls in the street. I've got the beads.
But of course you do.
I've got the Hayden band. I've got the watch. And I've got my wedding ring.
And your little Prince Albert thing.
Oh,
that's not really a piece of jewelry, and you're the only one that knows about that.
What is that?
Really?
Don't ask.
Oh, that's what that is. You know that?
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
Really?
That's what it's called.
How do I know that?
How do you not know that? I didn't know that.
Really? How did Wendy know that, and you didn't?
I have never heard that before in my life.
How does Melissa know that?
It's called a Prince Albert.
Yes.
When you pierce your hoo-hoo?
Yes.
What?
How did you not know that?
I did not know that. When a guy.
Why is it called that?
Jeff?
Apparently the first guy who did it
was named Albert.
And when he when it happened to him, he turned the color of royal purple. So they decided to call him Prince Albert.
In a case like that, I do think of the first person that, because there had to be a first to try it.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a royal from Monaco? Isn't there a Prince Albert currently?
That's an unfortunate name.
He gets a lot of crap.
Do women have a princess name for that?
I don't know.
Alicia?
Sorry. I digress.
Princess Alicia.
Wow. Princess Grace.
I think it's a Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh,
why do you make something so beautiful?
You always go the pedophilia route.
She's an adult?
Will you Wikipedia that? I am curious now why it's called that.
What exactly do I good type in?
Look, based on what's on your computer already,
I'm
this
not
is...
scared.
Yeah.
There's pop-ups all the time on that laptop.
Hey, piercing.
Go ahead, Ashley. You're on Q100.
Hey, I'm supposed to work at the front desk at a hospital, and the most jewelry things that we saw were people coming in with infections from getting piercings and things like that. They would get infected and let it go too long.
Okay. That makes sense.
All right, we'll check that one off. That one makes sense right there. Okay. Thank you. Good morning, Jenny. You were on Q100. According to Melissa Carter, 800 people a week end up in the emergency room due to jewelry injuries.
Hello?
That was such a good setup.
I know.
And now Jenny's going to tell us what happened to her.
Jenny,
that's
you are
right,
not
Jenny.
Being a very good radio personality right now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
My uncle actually works with cement trucks that pump cement into places. And he was up on the ladder, and actually the ladder slid, and his ring got caught up on something up there.
Hey-o.
And it actually ripped his fingers off.
Okay.
Oh, God!
That'll send you to the emergency room.
Good, thanks.
Okay, that's one.
That's pretty solid.
That one's that's pretty solid. That's legit.
I think I have to go to the emergency room.
Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hi. My son is actually a ring fanatic, and he kept buying these rings without my knowing it, and we actually ended up in the ER twice. He had to have rings sawn off, like one from the toy machines, and then he had an actual ring that we had to go to the ER, and they had to cut through. It was like titanium, so his finger had swollen up around it, so we actually had to get that
so
cut
he, off. Wow. So it's too small, and he couldn't get it off?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 11.
Oh, buddy.
No. You know, I think it's really interesting that most of the calls that are coming in are for dudes that jacked up their jewelry.
That's funny.
And not women. Because we don't know what we're doing.
You don't have as much practice with it.
You know what makes me cringe?
Besides Prince Albert?
It's a Chris Farley movie where Chris Farley rips out a guy's
nipple ring.
Hey!
Little easy.
Ouch. Good morning, Courtney. You're on Q100.
Ooh. Hey, I love the Burt Show. I love you
Thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
When I was 12, I had braces, and me and my sister were playing around, and I bit her finger. She had a heart-shaped ring on, and it got stuck in my braces, and she pulled, and it pulled my brackets off of my two front teeth and the wire, like, halfway out of my mouth. I had to go to the hospital. Worst pain I've ever had in my life. They gave me more pain, nothing helped.
Why do we think this is going to be a fun topic?
I didn't think it would be this painful.
I got to tell you, I never thought the phrase, pulled my brackets off, would make me cagle. Like, I actually, every muscle in my body tensed up.
He pulled my brackets off! Oh, my God! Hey, Angela.
I'm sweating.
Good morning.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hi. Good morning.
I feel I know Burt a little bit better this morning after the whole Prince Albert thing.
I don't have one. He was joking.
That is a rumor to start.
Believe you me, I do not want any more attention in that area than need be.
We're going to get Stacy to start telling people that.
You had one, but you took it out. You decided that you hit a certain age and you're just
don't listen to him.
A little chain going from his belly button ring right down to it.
What's going on, Angela?
Come on. Come on. It's jacked up. I'm not a visual. I want to even think
people
about.
Will believe that. You know how many emails I will get today?
But the people in his water aerobics class really were uncomfortable with it.
What's going on, Angela?
Well, my emergency room story, when I was little, about 7 or 8 years old, I was always afraid my earrings were going to fall out, that they were too loose, so I would put the backs on really tight, and one of my backs wedged its way into the back of my ear.
Wow.
That won't feel good.
Damn.
It sounds worse than it is, but yeah, that's what happened.
Yeesh.
Here's one. This one's just for Jeff. Good morning, Gavin. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, man.
Hey, my friend, we were playing rugby from Australia originally, and his nipple ring got ripped out. He used to tape him down, but it didn't help too much.
Okay, that wasn't pretty.
Can we be done?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty solid with this one.
We all satiated. We all give it that. Okay.
No, nobody just saw me rub my nipples, did they?
No.
I've been holding mine. Anything
good?
I can do to make your butt pucker.
Thanks, Melissa. You're a real champ.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.